the sugi of Hataras Nedarim. This sugi is spread out over Masechtas Nedarim in many different places. But today we're going to do an introduction. We'll be coming back to this over the course of the next year because it is one of the main concepts in the practical applications of Hilchos Nedarim. Let's do a tamsitz of the sugya, which is Negeya L'Yaneinu. In the Sugis HaGemara, the Gemara has much discussion about Hataras Nedarim and how it works. There are two basic mehalchim initiating a neder. One is called a Pesach, and the other one is called a Charata. There are various places in Daf Chaf Beis where the Gemara talks about a Pesach, meaning if a person would have known from the beginning that something would have been inimical to his mahalach, such as having his family members away from him, would you not have been another? That is called a Pesach. We'll see inside the language in a moment. All these in Yanam of Hataras Nedarim, Chazal learn it from Sukkim, as we'll see, that a Noider really is not a good thing. But there is a concept called Lashon Chachamim Marpeh, that Chazal created a refuah for the Makkah that a Neder creates, and therefore we have ways of taking care of the problems that the Neder creates. So the Mishnah of Hataras Nedarim, believe it or not, an important Mishnah, is totally off-site in a Mishnah in Chagiga Daf Yud. There, the Makar of the Psukim is brought for this din, that the Oifen of Hataras Nedarim is a two-step process. First, you have to go to a Chacham, it should be Matiyu, the Neder. With this, we learn from a Pasuk, Layachel, Devarai, Hu Ein HaMechol, Aval Acherim, Meichmlai. Here is the Gemara, based on the Mishnah of Hetan Nedarim. Poirchen Ba'avir, Be'en Lahem L'Masha Yismachu, which is a very strange phrase. The way the Ran explains it, the Rashi and the Ran explain it, the Mefarsh, this is Rashi in Chagiga. Hataras Nedarim Shomer Chacham, Shacham Ma'at Remez B'Mikra. There's a little bit, Poirchen Ba'avir means there's a little bit of a remez in the Pasuk. Ve'en al ma lismaych ela shekein, Masor Hadavar L'Chachamim. It's Masor to the Chachamim that the Chazal said, we are allowing you to make this determination, and that is how they are going to have the nether uprooted, and we'll see whether it's Lemafreya or in what way. So the Gemara learns this from a Pasuk. Who in a Michael Aval Achayrim Michael Malay? The Rice of the Kalacha, that there is a din of Achayrim Michael Malay. What does that mean? So the second step is the Mechila is not just Machalach. In Erev and Kippur, I said something that nice to you. I'm asking Mechila Machalach. That's not the way it works. There has to be something called a Pesach, which says that if this person would have known that this would have been the case, he would not have been. And this is Machlekes HaMarayim, in a previous sugya, if charata on its own is ma'il to create a Pesach. I'm just sorry I ever made this neder in the first
Yeah, did he
place.
just freeze for me
Or
or
do you
just for
have
you
to have
too?
it
Or am I
before
frozen?
explicated? If I would have known that by being madr XYZ, I would have created a tremendous burden on other people, my family, myself, I would not have done it. Is that a Pesach? Or is it sufficient to say, I don't want the burden of having a nether there? So from Rashi and then the Rishayim is Mevuyah at the Yisayda, the Heter of Chacham works Midin Taus. A mistake. I happened to the screen share that the nether is turned into a ta'us, and therefore it's not chal. Like any other mekach ta'us, that if we would have known such and such, we would not have done that. But it was nischadish many, many din ta'us, biyuchud, in a darim and shuas, then chal oifan, that a Pesach helps, as we explained. We find in the Gemara that a chacham is eicher haneda l'mafreya. The way it works is retroactively, it is nekar, says Rashi. Therefore, the neder is hutra l'mafreya since it's through a tois. In the later sugya, we see that the reason why a Torah helps a hegdish, because hegdish is a form of a neder, and by making a hatara on the neder, you have created a concept called hegdish b'tayis. The entire hegdish was a mistake. As we know, there's a separate line item in Shas called hegdish tayis, that you made a hegdish by a mistake. A hegdish tayis is not chal, and therefore it's mahani, it works to be matir the neder, because, or the hegdish, because there was no hegdish in the first place, and therefore, if a Torah works for hegdish of hegdish toys hegdish, conceptually, similarly, so here too, since Nadarim have a lesser of hegdish, it works to be matir through a Pesach. The problem with this is that whether Hegdish Tois is a heter or not is a machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, then therefore, even if you will magdish something with Tois, says Beis Shammai, the Hegdish is chal anyway. Problem. Because if that's the case, and if you're going to say that the concept of a Taras Nedarim is based on Hegdish Tois, then according to Beis Shammai, a Taras Chacham should not work. And we have a pasuk which tells us this, and we don't find that Beis Shammai is chilik on this pasuk. However, there's a problem with this analogy, and there's a problem with this lumdus, and a problem with this yisoid. Because if you're going to say that the whole thing is similar to a mekach tois, similar to a hegdish betois, so what's the insertion here of a chacham? If you went over to a behema, and let's give you a good example of a hegdish tois, which is not chal. You went over to a behema and you said, this is an island, this particular carbon requires a specific age of the carbon, for example. I'm treading into Kachem territory here, but it's not going to be a long time, a few months before we're there. So carbonates have to be brought, certain carbonates have to be brought with age. You said every day, in age of Mekayim. And it was the wrong age. So the carbon, the hegdish is not chal. Can't have something, the wrong gender. There are only two genders, behemoths, male and female. If a carbon and a chatas has to be brought in a certain gender and it's the wrong gender, the hegdish is not chal. That's understood to be a hegdish tois. No need to go to a chochan to be matter it. Nekar mi'ikara never happened. What do you need a chochan for? So how can this be the template? And the Achronim struggle with this mightily, and we'll see how this works. And the only thing you can say is that Lamaisa, it's not a real Toyas Gomor, because if a person, Lamashal, even in Nedarim, makes a Neder ala Tanai, we had four last week, four categories that are not Chal, Nedarim Tzibachulu, or he makes a Neder and Tanai is not Mekuyim, everybody understands the Neder was never Chal. So similarly, one could say this same with a Hegdish Tois. Okay, Pesach, we don't have two current events here. The question here is, Kipshutoi, it's not exactly a tois. Not exactly a tois. And as I said, you'll see how the Achronim deal with this. It's a tois that requires a chacham to explain the tois. It's a tois that has an additional din of a chacham. As I said, the Achronim are ma'arich in this concept. The Rambam Kedarka B'Kodesh has a totally different mahalach, which we're lahalan in the next week or two. So let's go now to some of the details. The Gemara and Daf Chav Beis tells us, I'll go back to the Gemara and Chaf Beis, and the Gemara goes through the various psachim that Rabbi Yannai Saba used as a way of getting through this, creating the Pesach. Says the Ran, "Shemayim poischem pinkas chuyosu. Listen, you're a big tzaddik. You made a neder. You got up in shul and you said, 'I'm donating a new Aron Kodesh.' Wow, your name on it. B'cholu, really? Tzaddik, let's see what you're all about. And that's not something which anybody wants because it's very difficult to withstand the scrutiny of a din shamayim. So there are various different ways of creating this Pesach, and Yadata, Vecholu, all the various ways that the Gemara goes through, which you're going to be learning in the course of the Gemara, of the course of the week. And the person is told that if you knew this, would you have done it? Then we're matzah in there. If he says no, because it's, as we said, the din of a tois, and it's the neder. So how does this work, and what's the aside? So the run on the previous summon, the Chafal from the base, the Ramaskalain says that the neder is nitter with a Pesach as a raya, that it was a tois. Take a look at the run. This is the wrong run. The Kalimer, she'eli lahater b'charata el b'pesach. Shehaneder, this is a little bit before the sugya. Kishu nital b'pesach, meichiach mitoichu neder tois. Very important run, Rabbi Sai. You have to go and learn this run slowly and carefully. Aber charata loy, stam charata doesn't work. At the time of the oed of pesach b'charata, if you should call neder shenitah pesach, harei noy do emer shatfilu b'tchilik kishenad or ila isi nais na libei, oisei pesach lehoi noy do nimtza nidrei b'tois. Aval neder shehu neder b'charata, eina moitza im atzmei shum inyan. Shelo nice na libo mitchila shelo neder el shel emer achshav mitecha kas mitecha mihiras nedarti va'achshav en mischaret al shel nedarti ma'olam. At kan deri aran. The Gemara in Chagiga that we learned darshens it from a pasuk. A Tosfos and Nazir, we saw this already. Tosfos and Nazir, Divrei HaMaskil, not to the Tosfos and Nazir. You can kindly scroll it. Right, so you have to keep on going. No, you're going the wrong way. There you go. Tosfos Mazer, different Maskul, Mar Zutra. Tosfos has a lashon here, which is muchach that the chacham is matter, but Pesach Charata clearly is a nekach tois. Tosfos aligned with the shittos of the Ran and other Rishonim that it is a Rashi in Ksubis seems to have a slightly different approach. We'll have to see if this is aligned here, Toyus or not. Rashi's Lashon in the Sugya of Hamadir of Mumin says, Eikar nedmi kara, Yishra paiseach la becharata, adaita da hacham yikun adarata, Yimar is loy, bechachm la ariya, belach la ken lach la nedra, mutlach nimtz kmish la hela, chala b'shas kedushin. Rashi does not use the word tois. Tellingly or not, Rashi does not use the word tois. And therefore, one could wonder, and one can clarify, does Rashi have a different mahalach here? Here he's telling you a date in the hachi is sort of a t'nai dika halacha, t'nai dika halacha. Rashi in Shavuos, and again, we don't generally look for steers in Rashi, because Rashi makes very clear in numerous places that he's mefarish. His job is to mefarish the sugi locally, and unless he makes it clear that he needs to reconcile it, he does in his. in his nevuah, he tries to reconcile as many sugyas as possible, but often he'll be telling you the pshat in that sugya. Rashi truly says when it comes to the heter of Naziris, the lashon Rashi uses is Rashi Shulis in the next page, the Chacham is Megalal Acharata. It's a Charata. The Chacham tells you that this Charata is a valid Charata. One could learn that this is, in fact, in the Torah. Scroll down, please. And therefore, the Naziris is Nekar. And we see that the Chacham is Megalat, that there was a Siba to be Matar. This is the Lashon Rashi uses. Gila Chacham Lach Shecharata Asayish Nalzeh Charata of Akweth Mikara. Nimsa. Okay, so we now have, I would say, some relatively straightforward Lashonis in the Ran and the Tisus, and some a little bit more Tzarech in Lashonis and Kavanis Rabbeinu Rashi. Let's go back to the Machlokes that I brought up to you earlier, and this is the sugya later in Daf Ayin Ches, which when I mentioned that we'll be coming back to this over the course of the next year. We'll have to wait all the way a year, basically. Exactly a year, 50 weeks, to get to the next sugya of Ataris HaDorim at the end of the Masechta. But there is the Machlokes in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds that somebody's Magdish Dover Batois, it's Chal HaGdish. If that's the case, please move to the Gemara in Daf Ayin Ches. The same would be if somebody's a Shoyal HaChacham on HaGdeshoi. He says, well, if you would have known, would you have been Magdish it? That Torah doesn't help. Explains the Ran, you must move Rav Pesach to the Gemara on Daf Ayin Ches.
I don't have it. Sounds like his internet connection is spotty. Maybe I should take over. Right now he's kind of this is coming.
Okay. All right, so just move back to you. Please take over and move back to the Gemara 9 Ches. I have to show the item this Mechlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We're in the wrong place.
Yeah. Sorry, what page does the Rav have?
What page the Gemara on Daf Ayin Ches is?
There is not. There's
Not
none. I looked.
You're right. I must say, Pesach, I'm schuldigt. I asked Mechila. For some reason, this daf was omitted. So let's tell to you outside that the Gemara later has a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the overlay there is that just as a neder b'tois will be a nekar, the same with a hegdish b'tois, Beis Shammai holds that if you use the language ilo hayisi edea, hatara does not help because in a neder, as in Hegdish, the Yisai, the Ralan Shitasai, is that the heter of the Chacham worked through a Pesach, which is a Tois. So if it's a Tois, Beis Shammai holds that Hegdish Tois is Hegdish. So where does it help? A Toras Chacham. So we see that the Indian here is a Tois, Ili Yudea Kach, you would not have been Mader. And the question is, we're back to the question that we started, what do we need a Chacham for? So this is a very important question. We have time to go through all the shitas of the Achronim, but in Sefer Teresh Shmuel, which at the end of the week you should take a look at, it's brought here in this wonderful kuntres. He collects Kedarka B'Kodesh, the three shitas. No, Pesach, don't have time to be jammed on the moving. So if you don't mind, let Rabbi Jeff do the share. He collects the three major shitas in the Achronim that the to order to answer the interplay of why you need a chacham and something which is a hegdish tois, and first is a mabit, Second one is other acronym, and the third is a very important vart from Fine Brisker. All this is collected here. You want to know the page number? So Jeff can get to the page number. It's collected here on page 55, in a two-page essay on page 55. Let's conclude today. There you go, Ter Shmuel. And Paisim Charata, and he goes through the Hakdama with the various shittas and the Kriya. The last thing we'll be able to do today is Shittas Rabbeinu HaRambam. Rambam HaChashulis, Paragav, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, talks about a Torah. He says, "Inyav Taras HaChacham is you're not Mechal Deburai, you're not over on a Mezidika Merida against your language and against the Rabbein Shalalem." And he supplements this with Lashonis and Hilchos Nedarim. Let's take a look at the two Rambams inside, and then we'll let the Olam go to work. Mirat Hashem, having this information in their storage. So the Rambam says, "Roshu mitzar mikaymeshu." We made a net sure he said he won't be able to do it. The nepcha daita l'dasacheres changed his mind. Interesting lesson of the Rambam. I shall never shall lay with that to Shasta Shua of an Echim Maglali. Arizen, Nishallah, Chacham, Ach, I should judge Monk Shane Shum Chacham, Matilan Shua, so you moot the last of it, play last I saw you. Now look like a base. The Dovers ain't like Iker Kalva Tira. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah of Nchagiga, Pirchim Baber. Kachlim to my Shrebeno, Pia Kabbalah, say, Kosli, Ach, the Rosh, Yachal, Huber, Atzmer, Derek, Kalos, Reish, Shat Nefesh. Totally new pshat in the pasuk where the Rambam, the only thing you're not allowed to do is have a shat nefesh. You're not allowed to have a vidrashpung against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to have a merida. But if it's done through a chacham, you're signing that I am a tzayis and therefore I'm able to get this done. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim Perek Yud Gimel adds when he talks about kiyum and bittul by the various participants in the neder, he says Perek Gimel Lach Aleph and Lach Beis, he says. Very strong language here. It says clearly the Achach, not Oikar Metchilasa. Ask the Kesem Mishnah, what does that mean? Other Abba, forget. Of other, it's Oikar Lemafreya. How could you say it's not Oikar Lemafreya? The Oikasha right across where the gray is, a mashka. Some saying about matik my chacham like in the mikara. I'm afraid the mashma the original chacham. I know I can mikara. This connected with Farish Gemara and the Kesher Mishnah cites the Gemara, which seems to indicate exactly the opposite. So, Rabbi Seinu Rashi Yeshivas deal with this. It's a beautiful beer. It's very nadir because you don't often see things printed from him, but. Sefer Tilla, they printed a shir by Hagayim of Meir Stern. Pesach Rosh Hashiva goes through the sugya Tuvtam B'das, which I'll let you do yourself here, and follow up with the shtickle from Cheskel Bramsky in the Chazon Cheskel explaining this Rambam. And as I said, I'm gonna have to let you do this to Inyanim on your own, but we're giving you here the it's the Tsiyunim, this beautiful shir. And the end of Eis Aleph and Beis, and in the Chazon Yecheskel, which explains the putative different approaches from the Rambam and the Stira Lechaira to the Gemara in a divine Ches. Chaska Bramsky explains it in relatively succinct language here. On page 63. That's an overview of introduction to Hilchos Pesach, Charata, Akiras HaChacham, Mikara, Limafreya, Kan Laba, and how it works. and it's very geschmack sugya. It's a important sugya, and it's a sugya which is going to be challenging because it's going to require you to come back and forth to it several times. I'm not going to finish this in one shot. Okay, everybody have a good week, and I will see you, Mirat Hashem, next time. Yeshikayach, and thank you to my friends for enabling this year.